It's another tequila sunrise.
Here we go, the drink of the week. Susie's going to make something good for us. We need the beverage card in here for that, of course. It's got all the ingredients.
Let's wheel it in, please.
And what are you going to whip up today?
We're whipping up a Reefer Madness Martini in honor of 420, and I'm using hemp-infused vodka that I got at a local liquor store just right over the counter. It's the original Colorado High. It is 20 times distilled from hemp and grain.
But now you explain, because I don't know the difference, but hemp does not have the
THC.
Right.
THC.
Hemp does not have the chemical in it that makes you stoned. And that's why...
What's the point?
Yeah, why do people get it then?
Because it's good for you. No, I don't know.
What do they do with it? I thought they make like shirts, right?
And yeah. You can make hemp clothing. Rope. It's like basically all of Woody Harrelson's wardrobe is made from hemp.
That's right. So...
Nice hemp.
I'm smell it. And it smells like vodka, but it's got a little kind of weird
Let me sniff
rush.
It.
It's kind of, I mean, not too much.
It doesn't smell bad, though.
It
I was
smell
afraid
like
it would
water.
Have too much of a cannabis air to it.
Okay, so you get yourself, of course,
know.
A chilled martini glass.
Right.
Beautiful. You only know because you smell it at concerts.
Right.
So, and then you get a shaker with ice, and you put in 2 shots per person of this hemp vodka.
We're going to find out, Dean, if we have crossed the threshold of, you know, we've talked before that there's literally nothing you can't infuse vodka with now.
Yes.
Different fruits, everything. And now, is this gone one step too far? We'll find out.
Next, it's opium. Okay, then you get some vermouth olives. These are vermouth-stuffed olives, so there's a vermouth paste. I looked it up. I can't figure out how they make it.
It's probably like a vermouth deal,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, then...
Extract of vermouth.
And then you get there's soaked in vermouth, and we're going to put just 1 shot in to the 8 shots that I put in there already. So, you know, it's just like a hint. You don't
juice.
Want a whole lot.
You're putting the juice
the
in.
Juice.
Makes it like a dirty martini.
Yeah, and that's a great idea with the vermouth stuffed olive because, you know, you try to do, I do, such a light hint of vermouth, you know, around the glass anyways, and this way you don't even have to bother with the liquid.
Right.
Those are huge olives. Those are NAD-sized olives.
They are big. Okay, and then so you put the vermouth-stuffed olive in the glass, and you shake the martini. And again, you shake it until it's frosty on the outside. You want this one really super cold. I kept the vodka in the ice box anyway, so it was cold.
Textbook.
I had to borrow these olives from my friend Beverly this morning. I had to sneak into her house and get them, and they were in the fridge.
I don't know that that's
3 o'clock.
Called borrowing.
You didn't take a
morning.
Naked...
That sounds breaking and entering.
Yeah.
You didn't take a naked bath, did you?
I did not.
With Cheetos?
With Cheetos, no. And then you strain it into the glass. And it's not green.
No, it is not. It certainly is leaking.
This shaker is malfunctioning.
It's a good, healthy one.
It doesn't seal properly anymore.
It looks like a good dirty martini.
Yeah, slightly. Cloudy. Slightly dirty. Okay. I'm not a dirty martini fan. I think this will be tolerable.
Go.
Yeah, just set that there, Hoss. Thank you, sir. All right, this is the, what do you call it?
Reefer Madness Martini with hemp-infused vodka for 420.
It's a long
Cheers,
title.
Figures.
Not bad. It's too dirty.
Whoa.
Too dirty?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the vermouth juice helped it a whole lot.
Let me reset.
Okay.
It's strong. I mean, it is...
A stout martini.
Yeah, because it's like straight up action here. This is just...
What is the flavor? Can we describe it?
This is kick in the face.
Don Draper stuff right here.
Yeah. Hardcore.
Hardcore. The flavor is pretty vodka-y with a hint of... You know, I don't know. I'm not getting any of the hemp thing. I don't know if I'm tasting
that
at all.
Yeah, I don't taste the hemp either.
I'm just tasting like vodka with olive juice.
With the salty... Yeah,
with the salty olive juice
which
taste.
Which is too much. And I don't usually like the dirty martini. But, you know, I don't mind this. I would... If someone put this in front of me, I certainly would drink it.
I would suffer through it.
I would.
I'm going to give this a spit.
I'm at the spit on this one.
Something's unpleasant about it. I've tried it twice.
I'm at the spit.
And I'm a martini guy, but yeah.
It's slightly off, but palatable for me. I think I can get it down.
I would give this to my wife.
Yeah.
Honey, you drink it.
I hate olives and I hate dirty martinis, but this is not bad. Because it's not straight olive juice.
I'm giving it a qualified swallow. I mean, it's not the best.
So it's a split today.
A split
decision. A 2-2. Yeah.
It's a weak one.
It's ambivalent.
But it's 420. And I don't know. Maybe we'll see if you get a little bit of a high.
You know,
I'm sure you can. One way or the other.
I will tell you this, though. There is a weird aftertaste that's lingering.
Are you going to change your vote?
I have 10 seconds to make up my mind.
Dean
before
starts playing
the music
fish
ends. Albums.
If the music ends, I can't get in
Dean
my...
Dean starts playing fish albums.
What happened to the eagle?